Morning, calling this meeting to order, the Citizen Salary Commission. First of all, I'd like to get a motion to approve the minutes from last time.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
So we were going to go do some kind of reviews on our own. Has anybody come up with anything that maybe they'd like to propose? I guess we could start with the mayor side.
I didn't get a chance to talk with the mayor. Did anyone else? I talked to the city council members.
The conversation I had with her was about like the time that she puts in. And right now, she feels like it's a full-time job. She is hoping that with the new administrator, it won't be full time. But
that's the hard part, is you set the salary standard and it's still considered part time.
Duties are right.
Yeah.
And I think Debbie said that in the first meeting, is some they kind of set their own hours and some do work part time and some don't. So,
yeah. I mean, and you know, and like we looked at what Mount Vernon's getting, but their expectation is that there's more time involved in that role. So, but if we're going to set it to what the current one's doing, how do we portray the expectation? One, because we can't take it back.
So that the city administrator, that position's new. I think we touched on that before.
The position is not new. It's a new name for that position, but a person is new. He just started in November. So there's always been a city.
That was Aaron Berg's position.
So it was.
And then Doug was in it for the longest time until November.
So how does that lighten the mayor's load if there was already somebody doing that?
Well, it's bringing them on board.
Yeah.
Getting them into what's going on. The extra time to get them up to speed.
But that job was already being done by somebody. So
yeah, I think the last two, Doug and it's Charlie now, right? Were a little bit more hands-on probably for her. I can't speak for her. I know Aaron did a lot. But I can't even go back and say how much time she was working back then because I did not ask that question.
It's just filling the gaps of what he doesn't know right now.
Right.
That transition in over the last several months. And that person is getting paid a full salary.
Yeah. And what I gathered was there's a lot of things on CJ Woolley's plate that isn't going to make her go to part-time automatically. So I don't know if that's a conversation. Well, we're never going to know. Maybe in her heart it is a full-time and she's going to do the best she can, and then if whoever's next doesn't see it that way, I don't know if we can like predict that.
So let's try to compare apples to apples. So looking at Mount Vernon, do they have a city administrator type job? Do they have
they
people
do.
Doing that work as
yes
because that's one thing that's the question I asked last time was, are these equal in staffing?
Yeah.
These other like-minded communities, but they have the same staffing behind. But it's just one thing I got from what was shared with us is the expectation of the council and what they expect from the mayor is why I believe that Mount Vernon is making substantially more.
And their budgets are higher as well. So,
did we have stats on Burlington, or was Burlington a different type
of? I didn't have Burlington. Someone said they reached out, and I don't recall what Burlington, but they haven't responded when I reached out.
Part time though.
Yeah, he has a full time other position that he works.
Okay.
It's very difficult to base it on hours worked. Mind at ease. You're going to struggle mightily with that.
I think as a self-employed person and as on salary,
every person will put in the amount of hours that that person feels they want to put in. Yeah. So,
and some people will just feel like they need to, or they should be.
But when they go into these positions, if they know that it's defined as part-time.
No, it's designed as a mayor of Mount Vernon, or excuse me, the mayor of Cedar Woolley.
And the annual salary is.
And the annual salary is.
So they look.
And then they determine based on their what they would like to do, you know, the number of hours that they spend. And this is true for both council and the mayor. They just, you know, decide.
The council is part-time. I mean, they're not 24 or not, they're not 40 hours a week. Let me ask you this. If I were to run for council, educate me, help me here, because I don't know.
Yep.
If I were to run for council and I wanted to represent my area of town, how would you define my scope that I would be doing? A meeting? How many meetings a month?
The required meetings is 3 meetings a month. Okay. They're usually, say, 2 hours per meeting. So that's the the bare minimum requirement, because if you didn't attend those meetings, then of course you would be asked to step down probably because you weren't meeting those requirements. That's the only requirement for council members. For mayor, there isn't anything like that as far as the requirement.
Different workload.
Totally different.
Yeah, kind of shifted.
But her job, or the mayor's job, is managing the staff of the city, as well as all the external work that, you know, that person chooses to do. But really, the mayor's job is to implement the policies that the council sets. So
I think I asked this question last time. Who evaluates who?
So the mayor evaluates the city administrator, and then the city administrator evaluates his directors, the directors there.
Yep. But the mayor does the hiring in the lead positions?
The city, well, it's a partnership. Yeah, it's a partnership between the mayor and the city administrator. But yeah, I mean, the mayor has the final say, but the council actually has the final approval.
Right.
So the mayor, for my position, the mayor selected me, the mayor and city administrator, and then my position had to be approved by council.
Right.
So ultimate authority sits with the council, the way our system is set up.
Pretty much how most boards
work. So who hires a city administrator?
The mayor.
The mayor and council approval?
And the council approves it.
Yes.
Yep.
So these people that we're talking about, they run the city. They could make or break us. Yeah, but I know that in the description we read about what the minimum is for a councilman is, and they're required to special meetings, and they're required to do some stuff. But, you know, they can, special meeting could be in the middle of the day.
Right. There is commit, from what I glean talking to people too, there's committees. And they're all kind of asked to be on a few committees. And then there's committee meetings. But it didn't seem like it took up a whole lot of time. But that was part of something you were asking about a council member.
Yes,
that's true.
There's like a committee finance committee.
So sitting on those committees, just kind of that out a little bit, is they come to the meetings, they sit down, they listen. There's somebody else that's leading that committee, staff that's leading that committee, that's doing all the background.
They're the liaison to the committee,
so
that they know what's going on. And then they report out the council meetings, typically.
So I'm drawn back to the comparables that you provided and looking at Ferndale and, you know, all those that were brought up, and the two outliers were Mount Vernon and Anacortes. And within the comparables, as it relates to the mayor, she looks like the salary structure is built right there in the middle of them. And I don't know how we could go out, in my mind, I'm not sure how I can go outside of those boundary lines, I guess.
It's comparable
because of the comparables that we have.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like where she's at now is a good spot then?
I think so. My heart says no.
When you take the personal side out. Yeah.
When I take it out and just look at the data, I think she's in a pretty good place.
Comparably.
Yeah, comparably.
Anybody else?
I mean, that's the hard part. But, you know, we're seeing growth here, right? That or, you know, but it's going to kind of happen everywhere. You know, but we don't know if any of those other people are looking at their salaries either, right?
No. And Debbie, when we set this, is it a yearly or is it 2 years?
Typically, salary commissions meet every other year.
Every other year.
But you can decide to meet every year if you'd like.
If we go down the line, 6 months down the road, and says, well, boy, look, these other towns, you know, we're really out of whack. We should probably reconvene and reset.
You have the right to do that. You are really independent. I mean, an independent board. You make your own meeting schedule. You do the work you need to do and set your next meeting.
Well, and when we did our salary survey for the staff at the food bank, we went to EDESK. We bought a program that brought all this stuff out. But it wasn't comparable to, like, you had to call them and say, okay, how many staff do you supervise? How many locations do you have? And it was so different that we actually decided to go with, like, especially for my position, an ED in general, not of a food bank, but just in general. And I landed right in kind of in the middle. And because there wasn't a real, you couldn't narrow it down to a very specific thing that, okay, there's exactly one of you over here getting this much. And so you kind of have to go a little bit more with the data, unless we want to call everybody, but then what does that gain really?
And that's what this survey is. This survey is done by Association of Washington Cities. And so it is very robust data. And we are actually doing the 2022 one as we speak. It should be done at the end of May. They don't post it till much later in the year. So I'd be happy to get you the data again. You know, well, Kelly would.
After. So the mayor's position gets a 3% just cost of living.
No, so I put a sample here for you to see some wording that we currently are using in our collective bargaining agreements, which is kind of typically what we do with our, what we call our non-represented employees, those that aren't in unions. So our current contract is adjusted by the change in CPI as of June 30th so that we can do our budgeting. That's why it's June 30th. So whatever you would, I mean, I would suggest maybe adding in that CPI adjustment. I mean, it's kind of been, that's been common practice here. You don't have to, you can just say this year, this next year, or whatever you would like to do. But that is a way, if you're comfortable with whatever salary you choose, at least you'll know that that's being adjusted for inflation at a limit. So you do see there's some limiters in there because unfortunately we know that it's going to be much more than four. We already flipped it May to May and we're like, oh my goodness, we're just going to hit the max.
But it's probably way more than that.
No, it totally is. It will be definitely more than that. Probably a June 3rd. I'm assuming, of course, not that I have a crystal ball, but I don't think a whole bunch is going to change. Mm-hmm. It was pretty low last June.
So it looks like as it sets for one person, it would be keep as is, but add, make sure they
continue to add, get the verbiage in there completely. Yeah.
Is that what you're feeling, Phil?
Yeah, I totally agree with the CPI, if that's the metric that we use, because there are other metrics that could be used.
Yeah, there is other metrics. That's the one we use in our collective bargaining agreement with our office technical workers.
Just to be consistent with that.
It is simpler. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In agreement with that.
Okay.
Agree
with that.
That's what I would say.
What about you?
Yeah, I think I agree with that. I tried, you know, I was calling some council members and asking.
We're talking about mayor right now because they don't get the CPI.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is like that, what Debbie was saying is trying to figure out job duties and all of that. Sometimes you get lost in that. So I think our best bet is to look at kind of the hard data. And yeah, I think that's fair when you look at it. You know, aside from Mount Vernon and Anacortes, I feel like she's always kind of right there in the middle. My initial thought was maybe, you know, with the growth, just being here and seeing how Cedewoli is growing and all the things that are going on. And I'm trying not to take what I see the current mayor doing. But I thought there might be a little bit of a bump there to be able to increase it just based on where I think the city's going. But not much. I mean, I would say like from 2,500 to maybe 3,000 or something like that. But I would be in agreement with leaving it as, you know, the CPI built into it, and then they're going to come back with me at least every other year that I think we'll have an opportunity to kind of reevaluate.
I agree with that.
You agree with what, to bump it or
to kind of leave it the same?
To leave it what Phil said, leave it where it is right now. Yeah. I was gonna say, where do we go here?
Yeah. I would love to bump it, but I think that when you don't know everything, then going with the comparables is feels like we did our job, and it's
I too believe that. We kind of have to, if you start an expectation of what, you know, unless the council the city wants more expectation of the who's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Until that's written into the rules, you can't. So I'm in agreement.
But then a review in a year, if something changes.
I think we could call a meeting in a year and just review it and see if we're still in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Because I could see, I could see a pump. I don't know, 500, maybe 250. You know, I can see something like that happening, just to make sure that, you know, the mayor is not in the center low rather than be in the middle high.
I mean, because that's what I pulled back and looked at those comparisons with that she's at 24, Ferndale's at 26, but Stanwood and Snohomish and Sultan are at 1500, and then there's only one more at 22. That's Arlington. That's below her. You got Lake Stevens, Mount Vernon, and Anacortes that are in the nines.
Right.
So I feel like this is two pieces. It's like make a motion. Someone needs to make a motion on the salary and the cost of living. And then we need to maybe put a note in there that we'd like to come back in a year and have this review that study. Because I bet after COVID, a lot of cities are doing that, are reviewing where their folks sit. So.
And the reality is, so reading what we're going to read here is what we're doing is effective January 1st of 2023.
Right.
Not immediately.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I just suggest that it's easier for budgeting purposes, but if you want to implement sooner, that is really your decision. I'm just together a sample there for you to, it does make it easier.
But they're going to really do that anyway, right?
No, you are setting her salary. There's nobody doing anything
for 2023. You're not changing anything.
Nope. Currently. You are going to tell the finance, the budget director, what the salary for the mayor will be as of January 1st, 2023.
Okay. Does anybody want to make the motion?
So you might want to revisit Tim's conversation.
Yeah. About the increase.
So it says 25.53.
That's her current salary.
That's the current, right? Okay. Because I heard 24.
Well, that was another comparison.
So that was the
comparable.
Gotcha. On the comparable page is what I was looking at.
Okay.
So if we work in a...
Yeah, she went up to 25.3 over there.
If we worked in a higher cost of living into that for January 1st, that would be the bump?
It would be the bump plus the CPI and...
So my recommendation is to set her 2023 salary, and then we will implement the CPI for her 2024, right? So you will have.
So we need to add the cost of living into what we.
That's what I would recommend. I would think that way. If you're gonna stick with making this effective January 1st, I will appreciate.
Just mess up her work,
but we can do it either way. It doesn't matter.
Got to calculate. What would be the cost of living?
At the max would be 4% right now.
But we could set anything we want right now, like more of a real number
based on what we see coming forward.
And that's going to get included into the salary.
Yeah.
Calculate that in. Okay.
So if we know it's closer to, I know they're talking for, like in my industry, it's 7 to 8%, but I know that
it's probably way higher than that. But
what do you guys feel comfortable with, maybe?
I think the last one I saw was like 74.
What is, let's say, what is 6%?
And what is their actual salary total?
2553.
That's what 2022.
That'd be like 204. Oh, did you say 4%?
I said 6%. 4% is what they would get right now without a bump.
About $153 a month.
What is 7%?
$178.
That's still way under 3,000.
I don't say exceed 7. I mean, mm-hmm. I know what inflation, I deal with it in the business personally, mm-hmm. but.
And that's by not saying not to exceed 7. If the next year it isn't high, then it's not big raises. It'll stay within in the boundaries mm-hmm. of at least 2%.
Right, we can't shoot for what it looks like it's going to. So that I would think 7 would be within reason.
Bill?
Well, I'm thinking of the domino effect from that. So, which could be, okay, we've got all this staff here, your bargaining, collective bargaining agreements and things like that. We set a 7%. Is that going to set something up down the road? So, and is that going to blow the budget?
That's a good point.
But what we're saying is we're not going to really, well, we've said it because we're saying it publicly, but if we add that $178 to it, that's what we're setting. We're saying it's 2,700 and whatever. I don't do math in public. Is it her actual salary? And then this kicks in.
Sticking with this formula, but giving her
a little bump
right now
for 2023, because this doesn't come into play until 2024.
And that's going to stay at a minimum two, max four.
Yeah. So the next year she'll only get like a 2-4%.
Interesting.
Right, Debbie?
Yeah, this is written as if you were to set a today. So yeah, so and we'll make these words correct. So then what you're gonna sounds like what we're gonna set today is the salary on January 1st, 2023. So we can just ignore that one and then we'll keep this paragraph in effective January 2024. Her rate will be adjusted, you know, based on the CPI with the 2-4% range.
So what are your thoughts after saying that, Nancy?
Well, I just know from arguing with units and collective bargaining, people are looking at that. Is it, if the mayor gets that or the certain person, we deserve that bump too. And I don't know the politics of the city and the different departments, things like that. But that's just something that I have in the back of my mind. Money.
You dealt with it.
So
that's why you're here. I'm in the private sector. Nobody knows what anybody makes.
No.
It's not posted. That's the hard part is that in the public sector, it's posted. It's public knowledge.
So are you thinking just to keep it at the 2553?
No, I was playing, thinking off your 500, maybe to split that and say, okay, let's 250 and then look at the CPI and go from there. So then I think that would be fair.
Okay.
And it kind of give people a chance to look at that.
Yeah, if we took the 25 plus 250, made it
2803. So if we just did the 7%, it'd be 2731. If we do the 250, it's at 2803. It works out better for her that not that that's what we're looking at.
But I mean, it's just, but if we set her salary for January 1st, 2023 at 2803 mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. no CPI thing, right. So it doesn't change that. And then effective January 1st, she falls in line with the rest of the team.
Right.
But the 7% doesn't have to be, it could, it's for this period, let's say, or a year or two. We're not setting to cover high inflation now if we wanted to consider that, which we could, we can. Mm-hmm. But in the future, we can roll back and say 2 to 4, stay.
Well, that's exactly. Cool. Yeah,
that's what we're still saying, is 2 to 4.
Yep.
What we've given her
is a base.
Just a base.
A new base.
And you like the language of just a bump over the CPI so that it doesn't.
I like the language just the bump because it's keeping her middle and above. Comparables.
Yeah, because their biggest thing is if someone else is out there and you put her at 7, everybody wants 7.
I understand.
And once you get them there,
the city's like, no,
they don't pull back.
Because when you start looking at you know, down line in departments, they're looking at comparables.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And they're all going to be.
It's going to be challenging.
It'll be challenging.
I mean, no matter what we do, it's going to be a challenging couple of years. We're in negotiations with 2 of our bargaining units this year, and then 1 more, and then 1 of our bargaining units next year.
Yeah.
It's continual.
Yeah.
You've been there.
Yeah.
Yep.
They have little signs that say, you try to avoid those.
From the blogs.
So I'm hearing that we set the compensation for the mayor at $2,803 effective January 1st, 2023. And that effective January 1st, 2024, we review the salary and based on CPIU and with a minimum 2% or a maximum 4% increase.
I so move.
Anybody second?
Second.
All in favor? That wasn't so hard.
No, good job.
We do want to make a note that we'd like to review in a year.
Yep.
And look at the compensation from other cities again.
I think since this is our first year doing this, I would say next year we come back.
And just for, just to keep us in the loop.
Yep. Just to have a discussion.
And it might just be one meeting with all of this that we, nothing changed and we're done.
Okay. Or potentially many. I mean, I'll let you close to me.
Yeah.
Well, we have the council.
That's right. Okay. So, the next one is this one I didn't obviously.
It's just a set amount. It's not. Yeah, there's no CPI to it.
Yeah.
It's what it is.
It hasn't been. You don't. Yeah. You could potentially add that if you would choose, but
so you talked to some of them.
So what is your feedback?
Yeah, it's kind of whatever. I mean, what I'm getting is it's what each person wants to put into it, and I didn't hear from anyone complaining about the salary. I didn't hear from anyone that, you know, everybody told me that that was not a consideration when they decided to run for city council, which I think at $500 is pretty, you're not doing it for the money. There's some council members that are working full time, or most that are working full time. And so they, you know, they kind of put in what they can. It seems like no one's really slacking at the city council, but then I talked to Chuck Owen, who's the longest, that's been on the council the longest. He's retired. And so he says he likes to get out there a lot. He loves talking with people. He meets with department heads. He'll just call up, talk to the fire chief, talk to the police chief. He just likes to know what's going on. And so he says he likes to be out there. But he said it's because he has the time to do it, and he understands that some people don't. So it's hard. That's kind of what I was saying before, was it's hard to look at what the duties are and kind of set a compensation based on that, because I think everyone approaches it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think anyone's in it for the money. So
I reached out to one, and the same thing. They said that they were okay where it was at. That it was for the community to make a difference. And I know that particular individual goes above and beyond what I would in the community also. So their responsibility as a council member and their community, you could look at that, but really the council member position is different from all the other things they do. But you want to say, well, man, they're doing so much for the town. How do you compensate? But I have to keep it clear that their hours that they come to the meetings and what their true responsibility, you know, if they're going out and meeting with the fire department chief or different things, that's, mm-hmm. that's great. They truly are invested in the community. So what I'm getting at is, I mean, when was the last time they, that was suggested, wasn't it?
I couldn't find out. It's ago. Been yeah. this.
I know when I looked into running, was that when Keith Wagner got his first position and it was $500 there.
Yeah.
And I told my husband, I said, if I run, you can have the money. So I just wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. When I talked to him, you know, they were like, the three of them didn't even know it was a pain when they gig. Like they were like, that wasn't the point. The point is to serve your community. And one says, I donate it. I don't even have you keep it. So my thoughts are to keep it the same, but that was my,
so what's opinion. If the, and I'm very frugal in the business and managing numbers. So I'm not, it's hard to imagine me even saying this, but what if the mayor, if we're increasing the mayor, is council going to look at that and think, I mean, are they going to think that they should have been compensated? Is there in some way?
Well, I think it's the difference is
their roles.
Yeah, the weekly role.
I understand. I'm just, that's a question.
I get it. I understand. The one thing that, the only thought that came to me is that additional meeting compensations, if they go beyond their required, like some communities give $50 for any additional meetings behind the three. And you just, and that's just something that may never change, but at least they know that that's there if they have to go beyond their required three. That's the only thought I had in it, is that if the city becomes where they need to meet more for something, you know, bigger, that they compensate for any additional meetings. That's the only thought I have.
And when you state additional meetings, do you mean additional council meetings? So like special council meetings where all council needs to be in attendance, or do you mean also committee meetings? And
no,
so you're just talking special council meetings.
Special. They all have to be here.
I think that is
not just the
probably like the COVID meetings were probably something special, I would imagine.
No, a special meeting is if say, so tonight we don't have a council meeting, but say perhaps there was an issue that came up that we had to deal with ASAP, we would call a special meeting, and it would require attendance by all council members. That you know,
that makes sense.
That's
maybe that's something they weren't compensated
for. Right, that is not their tip, you know, their typical duties. They know they can have special meetings, but it's never,
how frequent,
rarely. I've been here a year, we've never had one, and we've obviously been going through a lot of different things, we've never had one. So try very hard not to do that, but there
that's
are
the
issues.
One thing I've seen in the comparisons that above their regular other city councils were given them that's the only thing I saw outside of the norm.
Because that is a require. I mean, that is a required. I mean, obviously we hope everybody will do committees. That's our goal, is to get everyone to participate in committees, but it's not required. You're not required to do that. So,
Jim, what do you think?
I mean, I think it comes back to comparables again. I mean, I was talking with, we're not setting the salary for a particular council member or what we'd like a council member to do. We're setting it for, you know, council member of suitability.
Typical.
What's it going to be? So, I think we just, I mean, my thought is just looking at the comparables and seeing how we compare to similar communities around us. And so I guess, you know, obviously, I mean, Anacortes again stands out, is on the higher end for just because of their increased real world population. So you got Yelm at 800, Stanwood's under us at 425, Ferndale's 674, which I think is about kind of similar to what you were talking about with the mayor. They're kind of the same. So I feel like we're right. C.J. Woolley is kind of right in the middle. I guess unless somebody convinces me that there should be an increase. I don't know if I'd necessarily be opposed to it. I think I would just, we would need to support that one way or the other. So, yeah, I'm kind of, I agree with Becky 100% that I think that would be a good thing to add on, if there's a special meeting to, you know, $50, I think that other community would get.
I think that's the typical.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I personally, I would be okay with keeping it and add, but adding that on.
I would agree with that. And the reason I agree with that, because I know it's school district board members, a lot of the board members I've known over the years donate it right back. So, and I don't know if our council members donate it, but I assume it maybe
sometimes, or in a different manner, they use it in the community. I mean,
that's right. It's all given back somehow. So,
and the special meeting bump adds, you know, that we do see you. We hear that you're busy, but if you take more time than you're doing now, there is a place for an incentive. So I agree with that too.
So here's what I'm hearing you state. City council annual compensation will be set. It's not annual, monthly.
$500 annually?
Yeah, that would not be good. Well, and I will change
that for the mayor.
Yeah, too. That'll be monthly. Sorry about that. Okay. City. I don't know why that said annual. It should say monthly. City, that's what you get when you use the template. City council monthly compensation will be set at $500. Plus $50 for any additional special meeting called of the full council.
Yes.
We have a yes. We need a second.
It's so moved is what
you said?
Yeah,
so moved.
Okay, so moved.
And a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
And do we want to do the same thing when we come back for the mayor review, that we also come back for the city council review?
Yeah, I think that's a given.
Yeah, we'll do both in a year. Okay, great. So
we all have to sign.
Yeah, I'll get this written up, and then we'll present it at the second Wednesday in June to the city council. So we just present it. They don't have any, but it's a discussion item. We present it. So
do you want us to be there?
Yeah, okay. I would like to be there. I'll definitely let you know, you know, when it's going to be. Yep. So
we have to have it signed.
Yeah, I'll get this all written up properly, and then I use DocuSign. Is everybody good with DocuSign? Yes. Okay, I will send out via DocuSign, and we're ready to go. So, and then the next meeting date will be in 1 year.
Anybody else have anything? Thank you for everybody's hard work.
Thanks for your leadership.
Debbie, thank you, and good luck with your grand future.
Thank you.
Do we need to set a date for the right now for the next meeting or no?
Nah, okay. We'll just wait until it gets closer. We'll put a tickler on. Kelly will have it on her list. Kelly will have it on her calendar, so she'll about a month before, but probably the same time of year. Great.